The Public Relations Officer of the National School Feeding Program, Siba Abbas, says all MMDAs have been tasked to ensure strict hygiene practices by caterers under the program to prevent any cholera outbreak as schools reopen today. Speaking to Agatha Samon behind the news, Mr. Abbas said supervisors will be going round to ensure safety of foods prepared by the caterers and also check that they adhere to the laid down rules for food preparation.
We are mindful of the fact that schools will be opening tomorrow. And as a matter of fact, the beneficiary schools under the Ghana School Feeding Program, we are hoping to provide them with the normal nutritious meals that they always enjoy on every school going day.
Some parents we know are worried about the safety of their homes because of the recent cholera outbreak. Now tell us, how do you ensure foods provided by your caterers are hygienically prepared and safe?
Yes, we are also very aware of the cholera outbreak across the country. So as a matter of fact, we have tasked we have urged the Metropolitan Municipal and District Assemblies to ensure that caterers under the feeding program renew or in fact acquire health certificates before they are allowed to cook to buy meals to the children. And then secondly, we are also urging our monitors to ensure that our caterers are able to, as it were, wear aprons, to wear all the necessary gear because of some of these contaminations, so that they'll be free of these contaminations. And then we are also urging the MMDAs, you know, hand washing is the most important aspect of preventing this cholera outbreak. And so we are urging the MMDAs to ensure that there's this bucket we call the Veronica bucket, so that the children wash their hands under the supervision of a teacher before they are provided with the meals to enjoy. And then we also, as it were, urging the MMDAs to ensure that.
The Director of Public Affairs at the GES, Charles Pakalote, said the usual tour by the service on the first day at school will take place as scheduled. He added that the GES will leave no stone unturned to ensure that every pupil is adequately protected from cholera.
We have entered into close collaboration with the Ghana Health Service. We have identified the cholera endemic areas, and we are very particular about these areas. What we have done is, first of all, to send education materials to these schools by way of flyers and posters. As I speak now, with support from UNICEF, we are training some teachers on both cholera and Ebola. Beyond cholera, we are also training them on signs and symptoms of Ebola, so that they will also be able to identify these signs and refer our children when they see the symptoms to the nearest health facility.
Still on the issue of cholera, what does the GES expect the school feeding program to do to protect the children from the cholera outbreak?
Even before the outbreak, our heads of schools, especially at the basic level, are so particular about the type of food that they eat. So under the school feeding program, they have been particular about the quality of the food that our children eat, especially the fact that they have to eat hot food. This will be strengthened. We have asked all of them to be very, very particular about the food that we get, especially from vendors. With the school feeding program, we don't have much problem with that, but we are particular about the vendors in the schools, the kind of food they serve. And we have asked the head teacher to educate the children to be particular, especially after eating this food. They have to be sure that the food is hot before they eat it. They also have to wash their hands with running water after eating. So most of the schools have been asked to make sure that vendors provide running water. If they don't have running water, we want them to be using these Veronica buckets with soap available for the children to wash their hands.
Director of Public Affairs at the GES, Charles Pakalote, talking to Agatha Samuas.